today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is another episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. In this week, we're going to speak about the meaning of tawassul, or resorting to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Today, Thursday, 16th of Jumadil Awal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 30th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. This is chapter Nisa, verse 64.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa ma arsalna min rasulin illa liyuta'a bi'idhnillah. Walau annahum idh zalamu anfusahum ja'uka fastaghfirullaha wastaghfir lahum ar-rasul lawajadullaha tawwaban rahima.
And we did not send any messenger except to be obeyed by permission of Allah. And if, when they wronged themselves, they had come to you, O Muhammad, and asked forgiveness of Allah, and the Messenger had asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah accepting of repentance and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Through the previous verses, the Quran has seriously condemned, referring to the tyrannical arbitrators. The reason of it is that those apostles have been both the messenger of Allah and the chief in divine government. Therefore, people have been enjoined to obey them from the point of stating the ordinances of Allah and the manner of practicing them both. They should not suffice only to a mere claim of faith.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
What is the meaning of tawassul, or resorting to Ahlul Bayt? First, we do not believe that the Prophet of Imams have any independent power from Allah. Second, Allah is the one who assigned the intermediate. The idol worshippers use a wrong intermediate, and that was another reason why it was condemned. Moreover, the idol worshippers believe that idols can cause harm or render a benefit. Muslims are monotheists, and they know that only Allah can cause harm or render a benefit. But calling the Prophet and Imams with the understanding that they could only be an intermediary to Allah is not polytheism. All Muslims agreed on this point from the time of Prophet up to the present day.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Today we are going to talk about the concept of tawassul, that is, resorting to the intermediary. The Holy Quran further supports intermediary for approaching toward Allah, where it states, O you who believe, be mindful of your duties to Allah and seek the means of approaching towards Him. This is Al-Quran chapter 5 verse 35. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. Quran tells us that there exists a means of approaching al-wasila. Al-wasila for us in each era, which is different than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should seek Him if we want to approach toward Allah. In fact, both tawassul and wasila are from the same root. When we make tawassul, it means that we seek the mercy of Allah by resorting to a connection who was more obedient towards Allah. And as a result, Allah answers his or her prayers faster than us. Allah may forgive us for the credit and the honor of that man or woman. It is true everywhere that doing a job, especially if it is asking for a big courtesy, without any connection is difficult or might be impossible. Approving such a courtesy needs credit, and the one without it should resort to the one who has the credit and the connection. The credit has been acquired by absolute obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, proving any intercession still depends on Allah. Let's see what Holy Quran says again in chapter 2, verse 255. Who can intercede with Him except the cases that He permits? They, again in the next verse, we read in chapter 21, verses 27 to 28, we read, they, that is prophets and imams, do not say anything until He orders, and they act in all things by His command. He knows what is before them and what is behind them, and they, that is, those saints, offer no intercession except for anyone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, and they are in awe and reverence of His glory.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, Lessons from the Life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Do you know that love for Ahlul Bayt puts hearts at rest? Love for Ahlul Bayt not only resolves difficulties at the point of death and the hereafter, but also relieves worldly problems. One of the blessings of the love for Ahlul Bayt is that it puts the hearts at rest, which is a blessing for the man who lives in this world of anxiety and restlessness. Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, reports the Holy Prophet asked Ali, do you know about whom the following verse was revealed? Those who believe and whose hearts are set at rest by the remembrance of Allah. Now surely by Allah's remembrance are the hearts at rest. Chapter 13, verse 28. Imam Ali replied, Allah and His Messenger know better. The Holy Prophet said, it is about one who acknowledges me, believes in me, loves you and your family, and submits his affairs to you and the imams after you. Anas ibn Malik, an authentic narrator for Sunnis, says, the Holy Prophet recited the mentioned verse and said, do you know who these people are? I said, O Allah's Messenger, who are they? The Holy Prophet said, they are the Ahlul Bayt and our followers. Allahumma salli ala important question of this episode of today's special. Why is it necessary for the imam to be infallible? since the Imam is to preserve and explain religion and train individuals, he should be able to be trusted 100%, and such can only be accomplished if he is infallible. In the case of an Imam sinning, he will lose his respect and admiration and will no longer be followed, defeating the whole purpose of having an Imam in the first place. If the Imam wasn't to be infallible and was to be prone to sin, his condemnation would be obligatory upon others as a form of enjoining good and forbidding evil, while such encounter with the Imam would first of all once again defeat the purpose of imamate, and secondly, be in contradiction with verse 59 of Surah Nisa, because in this verse, the absolute obedience of the Imam and respect for his rank has been demanded.
Among the Quranic verses that some of the others, you know, some of our Salafi brothers and sisters, they use in Surah Yunus. This is the most important verse in the Quran they use to support their argument against tawassul. When they dub tawassul as being bid'ah, innovation, or heresy, or shirk, polytheism, this is the verse they use. Verse number 18, chapter 10, verse 18. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. The polytheists, the mushrikeen, they worship وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, things that they would neither benefit them nor hurt them, things, idols, you know, neither benefit nor hurt. وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, and they say those are our intercessors with God. So people go to idols and they say they intercede on our behalf. And you guys, the Shias, you are doing exactly the same. You go to the graves and you say those are our intercessors with God. So you are doing exactly the same job. Therefore, you are mushrik. Therefore, you are non-Muslims. We say the answer, we need to use logic and reason, aql, in understanding the Quran. Don't read the Quran blindly. Open your eyes. Understand the Quran. Our leaders, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, they instructed us, they taught us that we have to read the Quran with tadabbur, with reflection, with deep understanding. With deep understanding. When you read the Quran with deep understanding and you cross-examine the Quran with other verses, one verse with another verse, you can find the true meaning. Look at here, my friends, in chapter 10, verse 18, Surah Yunus, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. The ayah begins with the word, the term, وَيَعْبُدُونَ. They used to worship them. These are their deities, idols. They would go and bow down before them with the intention of worshiping them. And then when they worship them, they ask them to intercede for them with God. While what we do, you are not going to the mausoleum of the Prophet and his grave, or the grave of Imam Ali, or the Imams in Baqi', or other cemeteries, or Imam Hussein, or Imam al-Ridha. You are not going with this intention of worshiping them. You are worshiping God. You begin your ziyarah by all the ziyarahs, almost all of them, they begin with a recommendation of saying 100 times, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 100 times. So you are asserting, reaffirming the concept of monotheism, that you worship only God and no one but God. So we are not going to visit the Prophet with the intention of worshiping him. We worship God. But we ask the Prophet again with the permission of God, because God wanted me to do this.
dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you so much for your company, and till another episode and another meeting, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي